What do you take from last year
that everyone on the team is building on?
You know, one of the cool things that happened last year during the playoffs, first getting to the playoffs and, you know, being able to beat our crosstown rival was big. Knowing that this program can go somewhere and is going somewhere, one of the neat things that we had at the state playoff game was at the end of the game, we had a lot of boys looking at that field for about 10 minutes or so, just saying, we want back here. Good. How are we going to get there? At the beginning of our spring camp, we had goal setting. So we had personal goals, team goals, academic goals, but our team goals. And then I had each of the boys come up front and tell it to the team. And for us, it's to become family, to be unified, and to get back to the playoffs. And not just get to the playoffs, but look beyond and look at whomever's going to be in that state title game. You know, more than likely Soldotna. But so that's what we're shooting for.
And so you guys graduated 13.
Yes.
Seniors. Most notably was Quan Bear Clark.
Yes.
And his 2,100 and some odd yards that he seemed to manifest at every game. He seemed to run over somebody. So how are you guys going to replace that? I mean, he wasn't the single most important part of your program, but it's something you have to replace.
You don't replace, a guy that runs for 2,000 yards, great kid. But we'll go with we have like a three-headed monster that we'll be heading out with, a couple three backs, and then, you know, look a little different and have to throw the ball a little bit more this year. You know, I'm really impressed with Riley Olson, basketball player, and has been one of our main receivers, has come out and kind of stepped it up, become a leader this year. Also, our quarterback, Cale Jenkins, he's gotten bigger, stronger. He's always had the head for the game, and now the physical part is coming along.
And that
with
was
it
that
too.
The connection we just saw?
That was.
I mean, that looked like a big group of guys in the end zone, and then you had Olson just go up and just, hey, oh, this is mine.
Yeah. Yep.
Your offensive line and your defensive line, they don't look as big, but their lifting is big.
Yeah, as with all the guys trying to get in the weight room and stuff, they were probably the most consistent group to be in there was the linemen, and so I think their improvement has been good. Now it's going to be to get them in condition. Defensively, when we look at those guys, I would say, you know, our strength is going to be our linebacking core. Each and every one of those guys is almost irreplaceable.
And who are some of your linebackers this year?
Garth Tupo, Roy Tupo, Alofa Sua, Mahina Tutailepo, Huna Tutailepo, Kyrell Payne.
Mahina going both ways this year?
Yes. In fact, most of our guys are going to have to go both ways. You know, numbers-wise, we're a little bit down this year. Graduating those 13 seniors, not having those incoming freshmen coming, a couple, grade casualties. And so numbers are a little bit down right now.
What would you tell your fan base? I mean, what can they expect to see when they come to watch Thunder Mountain? And you'll be opening next week, and it's against Juneau. It's non-conference, but it's going to be
non-conference on their field, kind of like how it was last year at the end of the year, and you'll see a totally different team out there this year, both offensively, defensively, special teams. Coaches have done a lot of work